Welcome to IELTS.net Podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe Leading a Remote Team. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've noticed that questions about remote work and leadership are becoming increasingly common in IELTS speaking tests. This trend reflects the growing prevalence of remote work in today's global workforce. In this article, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions about leading a remote team, providing you with strategies to achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about remote work and leadership. Here are a few examples. Do you have any experience working remotely? What do you think are the challenges of leading a remote team? How has technology changed the way people work together? Let's look at a sample answer for the second question. Examiner, what do you think are the challenges of leading a remote team? Sample answer, band 7-8. I believe there are several significant challenges when it comes to leading a remote team. Firstly, maintaining effective communication can be quite difficult without face-to-face interactions. Additionally, it can be challenging to build team cohesion and ensure everyone feels connected to the company culture. Lastly, monitoring productivity and keeping team members motivated can be more complex in a remote setting. Part 2, Long Term. In Part 2, you may be given a cue card related to leading a remote team. Here's an example. Describe a time when you led a remote team. You should say what the project or task was, who was in the team, how you managed the team remotely, and explain whether it was successful or not. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a time when I led a remote team for a digital marketing campaign last year. The project was to develop and implement a social media strategy for a new product launch. Our team consisted of 5 members, each with diverse skills and backgrounds. We had a content creator, a graphic designer, a data analyst, a social media specialist, and myself as the project manager. What made this team particularly interesting was that we were all based in different countries, spanning 3 continents. To manage the team effectively, I implemented several strategies. Firstly, I set up a project management platform where we could track tasks, deadlines, and progress. This ensured transparency and helped everyone stay on the same page. Secondly, we had regular video conferences twice a week to discuss updates, challenges, and brainstorm ideas. These meetings were crucial for maintaining team cohesion and fostering a sense of connection despite the physical distance. Additionally, I established clear communication channels, using instant messaging for quick queries and email for more formal communications. I also made sure to be available across different time zones to address any urgent issues promptly. In terms of success, I'm pleased to say that the project was highly effective. We not only met, but exceeded our targets for engagement and conversions. The campaign received accolades from the client and was even featured in an industry publication. What I found particularly rewarding about this experience was how our team's diverse perspectives and skills complemented each other, leading to innovative ideas that might not have emerged in a traditional office setting. It reinforced my belief in the potential of remote work and the importance of strong leadership in making it successful. Follow-up questions. How did you handle any conflicts or misunderstandings within the team? What were the main advantages of working remotely for this project? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. Handling conflicts in a remote setting requires a proactive and empathetic approach. In our case, we had a misunderstanding regarding task allocation between 2 team members. I addressed this by arranging a video call with both individuals, encouraging open dialogue, and actively listening to their concerns. We then collaboratively developed a clear task division plan, which I documented and shared with the entire team to prevent future confusion. This experience highlighted the importance of clear communication and regular check-ins in a remote work environment. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to remote work and leadership. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think remote work will impact the future of leadership? Sample answer, band 8-9. I believe remote work will profoundly transform leadership in several ways. Firstly, leaders will need to develop enhanced communication skills to effectively convey their vision and expectations without the benefit of face-to-face interactions. This may lead to a greater emphasis on written communication and the ability to inspire and motivate through digital channels. Secondly, I think we'll see a shift towards more trust-based leadership models. With less direct oversight, leaders will need to focus on outcomes rather than processes, trusting their team members to manage their time and work independently. Furthermore, I anticipate that future leaders will need to be more adaptable and tech-savvy. They'll need to stay abreast of new collaboration tools and be able to leverage technology to foster team cohesion and productivity. Lastly, I believe remote work will necessitate a more inclusive leadership style. Leaders will need to be mindful of different time zones, cultural backgrounds, and work-life balance issues that arise in a global, remote workforce. This could lead to more empathetic and globally minded leadership practices. Examiner, what are the potential drawbacks of relying too heavily on remote work? Sample answer. While remote work offers numerous benefits, over-reliance on this model could potentially lead to several significant drawbacks. Firstly, there's the risk of social isolation and decreased interpersonal connections among employees. The lack of casual interactions that naturally occur in an office environment could lead to a decline in company culture and team bonding, potentially affecting overall job satisfaction and employee retention. Secondly, remote work can blur the boundaries between work and personal life. Without the clear delineation of leaving the office, employees might find it challenging to switch off, potentially leading to burnout and decreased work-life balance. Another concern is the potential for decreased innovation. While digital tools can facilitate collaboration, they may not fully replicate the spontaneous exchanges of ideas that often occur in person. This could potentially stifle creativity and slow down problem-solving processes in some industries. Lastly, there's the issue of equity. Not all jobs can be performed remotely, and not all employees have ideal home working environments. This could create a two-tiered workforce, potentially leading to feelings of resentment or unfairness among employees. In light of these potential drawbacks, I believe the most effective approach would be a hybrid model that combines the benefits of remote work with regular in-person interactions, allowing organizations to mitigate these risks while still reaping the benefits of flexible work arrangements. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can help elevate your response. Implement strategies, implement verb phrase, to put plans or systems into action. Example, I implemented several strategies to manage the remote team effectively. Foster cohesion, verb phrase, to encourage unity within a group. Example, regular video conferences were crucial for fostering cohesion among team members. Leverage technology, verb phrase, to use technology to maximum advantage. Example, effective remote leaders must be able to leverage technology to enhance team productivity. Proactive approach, noun phrase, taking action to control a situation rather than just responding to it. Example, handling conflicts in a remote setting requires a proactive approach. Blur the boundaries, blonderies, idiom, to make the distinction between two things less clear. Example, remote work can blur the boundaries between professional and personal life. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing remote team leadership, practice describing specific experiences in detail, focusing on your actions and their outcomes. Use a variety of complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Incorporate relevant idioms and phrasal verbs naturally in your responses. Show your ability to analyze by discussing both advantages and challenges of remote work and leadership. Practice speaking on this topic for 2 to 3 minutes to build fluency and confidence. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clear pronunciation, natural intonation, and a confident delivery. For more tips on IELTS speaking preparation, you might find our article on describing a recent virtual collaboration helpful. Additionally, Our guide on managing time effectively while working from home provides valuable insights that can be applied to remote team leadership scenarios. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.